Charles Stansny, and 73 years.
Yes. Joined when I was 18, and I'm 91 now.
So you've seen every phase of this building from groundbreaking until last night.
Yes. Well, I was gone for 16 years from here, but I was still a member of the council. You know, I lived in Hearn, Waco, moved back here in 66.
Still in an initial shock about what happened?
Yes, there's a lot of history lost. A lot of history.
For someone like me who has no history, tell me about a few of the things that come to your mind.
Well, just memories, that's all. You really can't recount all those things.
Mostly about Thursday night bingo?
Well, no. Just in general, the things that go through the Knights of Columbus. We've always been a charitable organization. We try to do things along that line. And bingo became a part of that as a means of raising funds to support charities. And in the past years, I don't know how many thousands of dollars that the Knights of Columbus have given to various charities. That's about it.
I imagine a lot of those memories, too, are just going to, whether it's bingo or your other social functions or your business meetings, just being able to be with other people, being with your friends and other church parish members and so forth.
My father was joined the council in 1919, and he was financial secretary office for a number of years. And then I joined it when I was 18, 1939, really. They recorded it January of 1940. And so I have 73 years of membership. There's two persons that belong to the council that have memberships that are longer than I. One of them lives down in Concan or whatever it is, down close to Uvalde. And Joe Restivo, who has 1 year seniority over me as far as membership.